This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. It's been an interesting few months for two superstars of the 90s and 2000s, as audiences receive new projects from both Jennifer Lopez and Justin Timberlake that prove it can be difficult to age gracefully in a pop landscape that's largely moved on to younger artists like Ariana Grande and Olivia Rodrigo. In February, J.Lo released This Is Me Now, a throwback R&B album that was actually received pretty well by critics, but was largely ignored by audiences. The album debuted at number 38 on the Billboard charts, which isn't great. Along with the album, that was heavily inspired by the artist's long history of relationships in the spotlight and her rekindled relationship with Ben Affleck, Lopez released a movie version of the album called This Is Me Now, A Love Story, which was self-funded and released on Amazon Prime Video. If all that wasn't enough, Lopez finally released a documentary called The Greatest Love Story Never Told about the making of the album and movie. And this is the part of the whole project that has captured the public's attention. And that's because on TikTok, the reception has been quite frosty, with many users pulling clips that show Lopez in a bad light, with users accusing the pop star of being self-obsessed. Then in March, Justin Timberlake released his sixth studio album called Everything I Thought It Was, which was released during a tricky time for JT after his ex-girlfriend Britney Spears discussed their own 2000s tabloid frenzy relationship in her memoir, which turned a lot of social media users against Timberlake. Still, he plodded along with his album, and it was released on March 15th to mostly middling reviews. Anecdotally, I will note that I actually find a lot to like on Timberlake's album, even if the runtime is a bit long and a few songs maybe should have ended up on the cutting room floor. Still, his album debuted at number 4 on the Billboard charts, which isn't too bad, but is quite a drop-off from the man whose 4 preceding albums all debuted in the number 1 slot. While Justin Timberlake and Jennifer Lopez were two of the most popular artists of previous decades, their 2024 releases have made it clear that fame alone won't always get artists to the top of the charts. It appears a little bit of aging and a little bit of social media backlash can go a long way in cooling some of that popularity. I'm Evan Rook.